Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Fit Father podcast, show, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter to me. You're here, so thank you for that. I might be a little bit stuffy here, so I apologize. I can't seem to get over whatever this is. It's cold in the springtime, allergies, combination. I don't know. Whatever it is, it sucks. But so I might sound a little stuffed up. So, first and foremost, again, thank you for being back. If you like this podcast, and if you're listening again, then I'm assuming that you do. If you could share it on your Facebook page or take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram and tag me in it at J.A. Jungman, I would greatly appreciate it. Show me some love. So today, I want to talk about nutrition because I have picked up a couple new clients over the past few weeks who their biggest downfall is nutrition. And it's so necessary to have your nutrition in check. And unfortunately, there's just so many things out there right now that they give, you know, they give you all sorts of different information. There's so many extreme diets out there that it makes it hard for someone to decide what's right for them. And there's surely no one, you know, diet or nutrition plan for everyone that just fits everybody. But there are a few factors at play here that are absolutely applicable to every single person. Okay. So number one is you have to eat quality foods. Okay. You have to eat high quality, nutrient dense foods. And there's the saying of quality over quantity. And that's somewhat true. I like the quantity of the quality foods you're eating a little better because sure, you might have maybe you've got boiled chicken breast on your plate, which first off, fucking disgusting. That's like cardboard. But it is, you know, there's like no calories to it and it's all protein. But on the rest of your plate, you've got French fries and you've got a ton of fruit, you know? So, I mean, it's just, yeah, you've got some quality foods there, but there's not enough quantity of it. You may start the day off with an amazingly healthy breakfast. You've got eggs, you've got veggies, all the good stuff on your plate. But then the rest of the day, you don't eat enough of the good stuff. You're eating like a rabbit. You're barely eating anything at all. You got some carrots and then you've got a protein shake and it's just like, okay, so you've got quality, but you don't have the quantity. So number one is the quantity of the quality of foods you are eating. Okay. Focus on cleaning up or cutting back on the amount of the crappy things that you're eating. Start eating the healthier things first. Okay. So, you know, obviously if you eat a really, really healthy dinner, let's say you're having chicken, grilled chicken with grilled veggies, right? And you're eating half of a sweet potato. Chances are, if you're not snacking on a bag of chips beforehand, you know, and you eat that, you say, maybe I'll have some chips afterwards. I really want those chips. Chances are you're probably not going to wolf down the whole bag of chips. Because believe me, if I get me some salt and vinegar chips, whew, look out. I'm going to eat them the whole bag of chips, gone. And if I eat that for dinner, I'm probably not going to eat enough of the good stuff that I want to be eating. Okay. Number two is, don't make it too complicated with weighing and measuring things. Okay. Like that is one thing that I definitely had done in the past with, you know, clients that I've had. I've asked them to weigh and measure everything and it just gets way too complicated. Okay. Especially, you know, if you're like me, you're a busy parent and I'm assuming that a lot of you that are listening are probably busy parents as well. And if you've ever tried weighing and measuring, it's very tedious. It takes time and You know, I'm already a slowpoke personally when it comes to dinner. I'm usually the last one to sit down and start putting food in my mouth. You know, usually my wife and daughter are already halfway through their food by the time I actually sit down to eat. And that's not even weighing and measuring. But if you are someone who, you know, already kind of takes their time getting to the table, then you're already, you know, to add weighing and measuring everything, it's just too much. It's, and then to add that into my fitness pal, like, it's just too much to be consistent with. So use hand measurements. You know, use a, if you're a guy, two palms of protein, two fists of vegetables. You know, I'm not a big believer in having a high amount of carbohydrates unless it's around your workout. So let's say that ideally this is around your workouts. You've got like two palms or two cupped hands, let's say, of high quality carbohydrates, sweet potatoes or brown rice, or I don't know, one cupped hand of fruit. And then, you know, for fats, couple, like if you're a guy, two thumbs. And if you're a woman, just cut that in half. One handful of protein, one palm of protein, one cupped hand of those dense veggies, one thumb of fat. And if you're looking at a plate, if you're visualizing a plate, this might be even easier for you than having me do the measurements, because again, this should be about how easy it can make your life to eat healthy. Half your plate should be vegetables, like leafy green vegetables, or, you know, I mean, right now my family is like, we're really into roasting Brussels sprouts. Maybe you have a blend of it. Maybe you've got zucchini, green beans, and peppers, and you just grill those up. That's half your plate right there. Okay. Then a quarter of your plate is your protein. Then the rest, the last quarter is, you know, two thirds of it is your starch or your carbs, and a third of it is your fats. Like those are so easy to follow, and yet it's not sexy enough. So we want to follow, you know, keto diet. We want to follow, you know, there's so many of them out there. Intermittent fasting. There's nothing wrong with intermittent fasting. Honestly, that just, the studies are so new on there on intermittent fasting that there's not enough long-term evidence to really say that it's good for a lifestyle. And if you're just a mom and dad out there and you're just trying to live a healthy life, then the number one thing you should be focusing on is just eating a high quantity of quality foods and not making things any harder than it needs to be. And that's really what is sustainable for parents in what I've, you know, been able to discover, you know, with the parents that I work with, shifting from expecting them to weigh and measure everything and put it into their MyFitnessPal. And then I check their MyFitnessPal and it's like, oh, you're off by, you know, 20 grams here and 20 grams there. You know, it's not consistent. Like, it gives the coach a ton of good feedback to find out where they're at. But bottom line, if you're just adding more stress in your life, it's not going to make it any easier. It's not going to be, not going to make it enjoyable, and it's not going to be sustainable. So try to use hand measurements or use the plate design, and don't go for the extreme diet right away. That's the biggest thing. Make sure that you, first and foremost, you're improving the quality of your foods and you're getting a lot of those high quality foods. So that's my speech on nutrition. Now let's talk about lifestyle. Okay. Cause lifestyle is a whole nother thing. I mean, like, obviously, you know, you're going to want, what do you do when you go out to eat for a birthday, or, you know, if it's your birthday, should you ask for the fucking boiled chicken and steamed broccoli? No, of course not. That's not enjoyable. It's not a fun life. I mean, you get one shot at this thing, so you want to have some fun, but that's where the consistency, all the other meals comes in. I mean, if you're eating healthy and all the other meals, then you should be able to enjoy those moments guilt-free, because that's a lifestyle. You should be able to crack a beer on a Friday or three. Go to a brewery, get a flight of beer. Because that's a reward for being making conscious, healthy decisions throughout the rest of the week. Okay? So that's all I got to say in this podcast, because I'm trying to keep these short. But I hope you guys had something that you took away from this one, something you guys can apply to your life as a busy parent. Again, I would love it if you shared this podcast with a friend on your Facebook, on your Instagram, one of those things. Any way possible that we could spread this positive message to make life a whole lot easier for parents, just to be a better parent, a healthier parent, so that you can continue to be, you know, there for your children for as long as possible. And you're giving yourself a better opportunity of doing so by listening and learning from this podcast. With that being said, guys, I hope you have an awesome rest of your week, and I will talk to you again next Tuesday. Take care.